Now, interestingly, in the randomized trial of dasatinib, where it was given 70 BID, which is the original approved dose, although I'll come back to that, the 70 BID of dasatinib was much more myelosuppressive than 800 of imatinib. Now, that being said, dasatinib has a new label for a new dose that they just recently received. And that's based on a four-arm randomized trial. All the patients had failed imatinib. They got dasatinib at either 100 daily, 50 BID, 70 BID, or 140 daily. And what they showed was that the response rates were essentially the same, but that the toxicity was significantly less with 100 daily. And interestingly, the event-free survival was the best for 100 daily. And the reason they thought that that was the case, even though response rates were similar, is that patients probably were able to be on the drug longer. In other words, you weren't stopping and starting or holding and having the dose interruptions like you were with the higher doses. So for chronic phase CML, dasatinib now has a new label where the dose is 100. Although for advanced phases, if one uses it in accelerated or blast crisis, the higher dose is still considered the standard dose. Interestingly, we have an investigational trial using dasatinib in CLL, and that's because it inhibits SARC, and in CLL, there is a SARC family kinase that is constitutively activated. And interestingly, there's not much myelosuppression in CLL, although they also have leukemic marrows. But we see more extramedullary toxicity in terms of people feeling tired, flushing, kind of odd sort of symptoms, not grade 3 to 4, that we don't really see that much in CML. So it is interesting that in the different diseases, there sort of appears to be some heterogeneity in the symptoms that patients experience.